يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم. That is the same instruction which you refer to in different words, right? And a few verses afterwards, the Holy Quran, the same Quran says, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. So to do good deeds to others, to show favors to others, is not prohibited in Islam. Tuqsitu is the advice. Only though from you are forbidden to be intimate friends of those who are fighting you, who have turned against you, who have already turned you from your own houses. This is the background of that verse as well. You see, when this verse was revealed, what had happened was that the Muslims were at war with the Meccans. Muslims in Medina were at war with the Meccans. Some Muslims in Medina, out of their relationship and friendship, began to reveal to them some information, pass on some information to them, so that you do not be present at that point, you may become a target of the Muslim attack or something. So when this happened, this verse was revealed. And from this verse, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah came to learn of this. Then he sent people to find out who has been doing this. And ultimately that person was discovered. So in light of that, that verse was revealed to tell Muslims not to be friendly to your enemies. This is exactly the message of the entire civilization. When a country is at war with some other country, no politician can tolerate, no country can tolerate its inhabitants to come into negotiation with others and be friendly to others who belong to the enemy territory. But then the Holy Quran goes on to explain. It says, La yanhakum, Allah does not prevent you from behaving gently and kindly towards others, such as have not shown an enmity towards you because of the difference of your faith. Thus, God does not prevent you from being kind and humane to those who have not turned you out of your houses. So both verses should be read together, not separately.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.